Attorney General William Barr to hold a news conference clearing him of any illegal acts in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. The Washington Post reports Mr. Trump made the request and Barr declined. Meanwhile, former National Security Advisor John Bolton is a no-show for a scheduled interview in the impeachment probe. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Investigators summoned Bolton after others testified about his concerns over the Trump administration's Ukraine policy, specifically about a shadow foreign policy run by the president and private lawyer Rudy Giuliani. While Bolton has not appeared, one of Vice President Mike Pence's aides is testifying today behind closed doors. Jennifer Williams is a career Foreign Service officer detailed to Pence's office as a Europe and Russia advisor. Her appearance comes days before Democrats convene the probe's first public hearings. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China says Beijing and the U.S. will roll back tariffs as trade talks advance. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman says envoys have agreed to a phased cancellation of tariff increases depending on the progress of negotiations. He told reporters that if both sides reach a first phase agreement, then based on that deal, they will cancel already imposed tariffs proportionally. The trade war has led to billions of dollars worth of punitive tariffs on each other's exports. China wants to have these roll back as part of a big trade agreement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Chinese court sentenced 9 fentanyl traffickers on Thursday in a case that is the culmination of a rare collaboration between Chinese and U.S. law enforcement. Thursday's sentences included one suspended death sentence, and the court also gave 2 life sentences and 6 lesser sentences. This is VOA News. A former Congolese rebel leader has been sentenced to 30 years for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda